Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, ulama, and authors all across the world of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers, one from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi, and another from the University of Qom, Dr. Fakh Rouhani. Dr. Fakh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Mahtavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So in the new series of the program, The Teacher, in the month of Muharram and Safar, we try to dedicate our programs and episodes of the program, The Teacher, to the authors who spend their time in compiling books about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's why for today's discussion, we want to talk about Sayyid Abdul Razzaq ibn Muhammad Musavi Muqarram, the author of one of the most outstanding martyrdom narrative, or Maqtal al-Hussein, mainly known as Maqtal al-Muqarram. Before getting to his book, let's be a little bit concerned with the late Sayyid al-Muqarram, Sheikh Mahtavi. Give us some details about his early life and biography, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid Abdul Razzaq ibn Muhammad Musavi Muqarram, he's born in 1316, according to lunar calendar, or if we wanted to give more information for our dear listener, we may say 1898.
That's right.
Almost the ending years of the 19th century he was born. According to his biography, he was born to a very religious family, whose mother was actually the grandson of one of the great Ayatollahs of Iraq. And he himself also, his lineage goes back to Imam Musa al-Kadhim through 22 generation or ancestors. So he is regarded as one of the famous tribes in Iraq.
That's right.
Yes. Sayyid Abdul Razzaq al-Musavi, he is regarded as one of the good students of the great outstanding scholars of that time in Iraq. Namely, we can say the name of his asatiz or yes. teachers, like Ayatollah Naini, or even it is regarded that, or it is indicated that he benefited from Ayatollah Sayyid Muhsin Hakim,
yes.
Agha Diya Araqi, and Sayyid Abul Hassan Isfani, who was the leader of the Hawza or Seminary School of Iraq for a period of time.
That's right.
And also the name of Sayyid Abul Qasim Khuy Ayatullah Khuy is mentioned under the name of his teacher. So he benefited from the outstanding jurists and usulis
yes.
for his time. And this benefiting from these asatid and being in this atmosphere, I mean dedicating his time to learn usul and fiqh, did not prevent him to dedicate his time, I mean his scholarly time, to write about Ahlul Bayt or talk about Ahlul Bayt.
That's right.
And some of the biographers are taking this example as breaking that dominant atmosphere mm-hmm. for the ulamas, that it would be better for them not to talk about these points or write
that's right.
regarding these actually issues and leave it for other scholars to take. But this outstanding scholar who had this chance to become one Ayatollah or Marja,
yes. Yes.
he preferred to dedicate his life to talk about the Ahlul Bayt, the works of Ahlul Bayt he wrote, reached the number of 23.
That's right.
Among which Maqtal al-Muqarram or Maqtal Abu Abdullah, which is famous of Maqtal al-Muqarram, is mainly known.
That's right.
And everybody has heard about it.
That's all right. But what is this book, Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, Maqtal al-Muqarram? And what is the main difference between this Maqtal al-Hussein and the previous versions we discussed in the program, the teacher, for example, Maqtal al-Khwarizmi or Maqtal al-Abu Mekhnaf?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binistain. In the beginning, it must be indicated that a trend of developing maqtals can be divided into two main phases. So the earlier phase, in which we find mainly Sunni authors who were at work.
Yes.
And the later period, I mean, mainly with the advent of the Buyid's dynasty in Baghdad, who were originally Persian, and then followed by other, I mean, Shi'i dynasties, and mainly in, for example, Hilleh or in Najaf, okay, you find that Shi'i authors are prominent in this regard. You find that, I mean, the earliest generations of Maqtal writers, Maqtal, I mean, developers were Sunnis, followed by Shi'is. However, the job of the late Sayyid Abdul Razak al-Musawi al-Muqarram was that he found out that gradually some misconceptions or inauthentic details crept into recently published or recently written maqtals. In order to clarify them and in order to cleanse them, he decided to develop a maqtal of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam right from the beginning. But what's important...
What do you mean by beginning? Beginning of the life of Imam al-Hussein?
Yes, beginning from the life and various aspects of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam inspired by a Shi'i thought and Shi'i doctrinal background. This is very important.
Okay.
At the same time, it must be indicated that right in the heyday of the Najaf seminary, where a greater number of ulamas were concerned with fiqh and usul and sometimes tafsir of the Holy Quran, the late Muqarram was a personality who devoted himself to the lives of the Ahlul Bayt. So in a bibliography of the works of the late Al-Muqarram, you find, for example, life and account of Ali al-Akbar, life and account of Hazrat al-Rughayyah, life and account of Muslim ibn Aqil.
Yes.
Okay. And for the information of our audience, I should like to say that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's Holy Shrine, the publication office of Imam al-Hussein's Holy Shrine, developed a collection of all the works of the late al-Muqarram in around 50 volumes.
You mean including Imam
published,
Hussein?
Published and unpublished works. Yes.
Okay.
And this is a great success. Right. Another point is in this regard is that when Al-Muqarram comes to study the event of Ashura, he never quotes anything which comes on his way. Rather, he calculates because he was a mujtahid, as Mr. Mahdavi has already indicated. He was a mujtahid. He was an expert in fiqh and usul. Okay,
yes.
So he analyzed every single data, every single piece of news. Okay?
Yes.
Even
alphabetically, say he judged, for example, authenticity.
Yes.
Okay.
And once I asked the late Ayatollah Najmi about most of...
Which Najmi?
The late Ayatollah Muhammad Sadegh Najmi, whose book I translated to English.
From Medina to Karbala.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
Once
pieces.
I asked the late Ayatollah Najmi, regarding an authentic maqtal of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam to be written in a contemporary time. And he told me that I asked the very same question of the late Allama al-Amini, the author of Al-Ghadir. And Allama al-Amini referred Sheikh Ayatollah Najmi to the book of Maqtal al-Hussein of Muqarram. Because Allama al-Amini was a close friend of Muqarram. And it was really a very important era and time. I should like to say that it's rightly referred to as the golden period of the Najaf seminary.
Yes.
You can find very shining luminaries all present in Najaf.
And
everybody was at work on a very serious issue in Islamic history.
That's all right. And Islamic history, as you said, we can say started from the viewpoint of a mujtahid.
Yes.
This is very important. We can say... The person was not only busy with the history or geography or something like that. He was a faqih himself, but But as Sheikh Mahdavi also said, dedicated this time. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's get back to this Maqtal al-Hussein again by Muqarram. How do you find this book significant, and what is the difference between the writing style, for example, or the content of this book with the previous generations?
I think we reached to a very good point in continuation to what Dr. Fakhr Rahani just mentioned, and you linked that to your question. I have to say, because of having this knowledge behind writing such a book, we see how he's dedicating one third of his book to the theological or challenges that might come up with the readers or everybody who is interested in the tragedy of Karbala.
Yes.
So when we look at the content, we see at the beginning, he talks about the uprising of Karbala, and then he talks about the links of the prophets and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then he deals with one of the very common and famous challenges regarding the issue of Karbala, that if Imam Hussein knew that he's going to be martyred, why did he take such step or journey? So he talks about all of these things, and then he moves on till he reached to the point that why we should cry for Imam Hussein, what is the reason behind that. Even the tabaki, the concept of tabaki, it shows that how he was really precise to these points, and how he was looking upon all of these issues evolving around the issue of the Karbala for all of the readers. So they might have this question in their mind that, okay, if I cannot cry, so is there any room for pretending as someone who is crying, which is mentioned or known in the Islamic culture as tabaki? And then he moves on sujood ala turba, and also the legitimacy of the ziyarah of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Then when he thinks that all these issues and problems are solved, he starts talking about the Karbala, and he starts his book with the Hadith al-Karbala. And then we see at the beginning he talks about all people who scared Imam Hussein from taking such a journey, including Abdullah ibn Umar or Muhammad ibn Hanifa and the rest. And for the rest of the book, we see actually the report on the time Imam Hussein received the letters from the Kufi people. He sent his ambassador Muslim to Kufa to go and verify whether or not they are.
So all the historical details are mentioned over there. And this is really.
And this is amazing. Yes. It's not going to finish with the reports on the captivating of the Ahlul Bayt and taking them to Damascus or here and there. Even he is talking about the eulogies and marathi regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So we see it's kind of comprehensive look the tragedy of Karbala. Yeah.
So Dr. Farhani, can we call this the most comprehensive Maqtal al-Hussein among all? No.
A moderate-sized encyclopedic version.
A moderate-sized. And what do you think the most, for example, comprehensive Maqtal al-Hussein is?
In this regard, I should like to mention Danishname Imam Hussein, that was developed under the tutelage and directorship of the late Ayatollah Ray Shahri, or, for example, the one that was taken up and edited by the late Mahdi Peshwai. And some other volumes.
One of the religious experts at Ma'arif Radio in all the city of Qom.
And also, for example, in Karbala, for example, Imam al-Hussein's Holy Shrine and Abul Fazl Abbas's Holy Shrine, they have published various versions, mainly in Arabic. Okay,
that's right.
So I should like to say that all of them should be taken into account together, in order not to miss anything.
But you believe that Maqtal al-Hussein, we can't say by
really
Muqarram,
authentic,
is really authentic and all the details over there. That's all right. This outstanding man passed away in the year 1358, according to the lunar Hijri calendar. And he was buried in the holy city of Najaf. May Allah bless the soul of the late Sayyid Abdul Razak al-Muqarram, mainly the author of Maqtal al-Hussein or Maqtal al-Muqarram. It was very kind of you, Dr. Fakhwani and Sheikh Mahdavi, talking about this outstanding man. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam-page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. We
a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?